In Yemen, polls for the country's presidential election have closed. The sole candidate was Vice President Abd Rabu Mansour al-Hadi. Major opposition groups boycotted the single candidate vote. Several violent incidents in the southern city of Aden killed at least four people and injured many others. Afghan protesters have held rallies in the capital Kabul and outside the U.S. Bagram military base to condemn the desecration of the Holy Quran by American troops. Reports say two Afghan protesters were killed after U.S. troops opened fire on the demonstrators outside the airbase. Anti-austerity protesters in Greece have rallied in the capital Athens hours after Europe agreed to a new bailout package for the debt-ridden country. The protesters demanded protection of wages and pensions against further cuts. 15,000 public sector workers will lose their jobs as part of the new austerity program. Russia and Lebanon say they will not take part in a Western-backed meeting on Syria to be held in Tunisia on Friday. Russia says the meeting fails to represent the interests of the majority of the Syrians. The conference is backed by the US, the EU, and some Arab countries. In Mexico, relatives of 44 prisoners killed in a riot on Sunday are still in the dark about the fate of their loved ones. Angry relatives called on authorities to release names of the killed inmates. The prison in the city of Monterrey holds members of Mexico's rival drug cartels. In China, a blast at a steel factory in the northern city of Anshan has left 13 workers dead. The incident happened when a mold exploded at the factory's steel casting workshop. Rescuers are still searching for several workers who are missing. The cause of the blast is under investigation. A Palestinian prisoner who's been held without charge by Israel has agreed to end his 66-day hunger strike. This after Israeli authorities said that they will release him in April. Palestinians across the West Bank and the Gaza Strip have rallied in support of Adnan and his cause. And Lebanon's Grand Mufti has met with a Hezbollah delegation. The two sides called for Islamic unity in order to protect Lebanon against regional challenges. They also urged security and stability in Lebanon and ruled out any sectarian strife between Sunnis and Shias.